We were talking about the POWs that were left behind and mostly in the hands of the communists from World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam. And our government's efforts to force all the people back into the Soviet bloc didn't want to go, even though the Soviets didn't send our people back. And Eisenhower's Surgeon General Kenner reported on May 30th of 1945 that 20,000 Americans remained under Red Army control, and on May 19th of 1945, a secret priority cable was sent by five-star General Eisenhower to the Aguirre negotiators in Halle, Germany, in which he said, numbers of U.S. prisoners estimated in Russian control, 25,000. Now, nearly a month after General Dwight D. Eisenhower claimed that only a small number of U.S. POWs remained in Russian hands, Ike sent that secret priority cable to General Dean in Moscow that read, possibility that several hundred American prisoners of war liberated from Stalag Luft 1 berth are now confined by the Russian army in the Rostock area pending identification as American, and is reported by an American who recently returned from such confinement. Sergeant Anthony Shirk was one of the approximately 1,000 Air Force officers and non-commissioned officers who left Stalag Luft 1 immediately prior to assumption of control in Barth by the Red Army in order to obtain rumored air transport from Wismar. The group of 10 in which Sergeant Shirk traveled was arrested by Soviet or Russian soldiers and held in jails in Bad Dürbergen, then Rostock. 10 other Americans were soon under similar circumstances in Rostock. Russian authorities demanded identification papers, which no prisoner possessed, and refused to consider dog tags as proof of American status. And after 25 days, he escaped from jail and made his way to British forces. The reason the Soviets kept U.S. POW MIAs may be difficult for people of integrity to fathom. First, for economic concessions, or as Major Vershenko stated, for credit as a source of slave labor to rebuild their industrial base, to blackmail concessions and to recognition, to ensure that all citizens of the communist bloc were repatriated, even if reluctant, and to have someone that could read repair manuals for the lend-lease goods given to the USSR by the U.S. Now, the daughter of one such Army officer, Major Wirt Thompson, was never told that in 1955, a German POW from the Soviet concentration camp system reported to the United States government that while he was in prison, he met her father. The German repatriated told American officials that Thompson told him that he had been imprisoned at Budnitskiy prison near Moscow and also in the Taishet labor camps after World War II. Not only was Thompson's daughter overwhelmed when she found out early in 1991 that this information existed, but she wondered how her family could have been told by the United States government in 1944 that Major Thompson had been killed in action and his body not recovered. Got a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back and talk more about the Korean conflict.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house or system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesandMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AF publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call. Receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
The negotiations for POWs and MIAs after the Korean conflict was difficult because the U.S. did not have a decisive victory and had to dicker from a weak perspective. U.S. troops were led by communists high in the U.N. to an intentional defeat. The North Koreans eventually settled for an agreement wherein each side would release those prisoners who wish to return to their respective countries. And all they had to do if they wanted to keep one, somebody, was to say, well, he didn't want to come back. Operation Big Switch was the name given to the largest and final exchange of prisoners between the North Korean UN forces. This occurred over a one-month period because from August 5th, 1953, to September 6th, 1953, approximately 14,200 communist Chinese POWs elected not to return to the People's Republic of China, while 21 American POWs elected to stay with the communist forces and are considered defectors rather than unrepatriated U.S. POW. However, U.S. government documents state that the U.S. government knew that nearly 1,000 POWs and an undetermined number of some 8,000 MIAs were still held captive after Operation Big Switch, according to General James A. Van Fleet of the United States 8th Army in Korea. That's according to the New York Times on August 8th of 1953. These POWs were never repatriated. A apparently no one in the U.S. governmental authority really cares about them. The Assistant Secretary of the Army in January 1954 stated in a memorandum he wrote, "A further complicating factor in the situation is that to continue to carry this personnel in a missing status is costing over $1 million annually. It may become necessary to, at some future date, to drop from our records as missing and presumed dead." In fact, the Defense Department did drop them from DOD records, as were the non-repatriated U.S. POWs from the American Expeditionary Force in World War I and World War II. At the time of the official repatriation of Operation Big Switch, some returning Americans reported that the communists were holding U.S. flyers as political prisoners rather than POWs, and that these people would have to be negotiated for through political challenge and channels. There were no political channels at the time, as the U.S. did not recognize North Korea. On November 23, 1954, Peking Radio announced that 13 of these political prisoners had been sentenced for spying. This announcement caused a public uproar and a demand from the U.S. citizens for legal leaders to effectuate their release. On September 6 of 1954, Squadron Leader Andrew R. McKenzie, a Canadian flyer, was released by the Red Chinese at the Hong Kong border exactly 2 years after his capture in North Korea. Wing Commander Don Skeen, his brother-in-law, was sent from Canada to meet him. He gave a press conference and guardedly disclosed that McKenzie was present with U.S. airmen. None of these were among those 11 sentenced as spies 2 weeks earlier. 7 years after Operation Big Switch, a Foreign Service dispatch to the State Department in Washington contained the names of two U.S. Korean POWs working in a Soviet phosphorus mine. The cable, sanitized by the United States government, originally contained the names of the two U.S. POWs, and according to the government, their names were blacked out to protect the abandoned POWs' privacy. It's absurd that the government would abandon these soldiers to a life of slave labor in forced captivity is attempting to protect same abandoned soldiers' privacy. It's far more likely that they are covering their own tracks. These abandoned soldiers would undoubtedly prefer that all Americans know of their plight instead of the few politicians who've done so much to cover up the truth. The Second Indochina War is better known as the Vietnam War. Referring to it as the Second Indochina War does not fully confess the degree that it was more than just the Vietnam War. The U.S. Cup, where the French had failed, and in turn, that defeat. As a result, the U.S. was forced to negotiate from a weak position at the Paris Peace Conference. Once again, the U.S. was unable to guarantee the repatriation of all U.S. POWs and MIAs were alive, held captive. The United States chief negotiator at the Paris Peace Conference, Henry Kissinger, admitted as much in his book, Years of Upheaval, 1982. Kissinger wrote, and I quote, "Equally frustrating were our discussions of the American soldiers and airmen who were prisoners of war or missing in action. We knew of at least 80 instances in which an American serviceman had been captured alive and had subsequently disappeared. The evidence consisted of either voice communications from the ground in advance of capture or photographs and names published by the communists. On January 27th of 1973, an agreement to end war and restore peace in Vietnam was signed in Paris, France. Operation Homecoming began February 12th, and a total of 591 United States servicemen were repatriated. news reports and other documentation stated that the United States government knowingly left men, perhaps thousands of men, in the captivity of communist forces in Southeast Asia. Official U.S. policy is to assume that all not returned are dead. This is an unwarranted assumption and a rebuff to U.S. POWs left as slaves to communists. Henry Kissinger promised $3.25 billion in reparations to the North Vietnamese during the Paris Peace Conference. He later admitted to them that Congress would have to appropriate the funds. The Vietnamese decided to hold on to U.S. POW MIAs until they got the promised billion. Congress was not apprised of the contingency and was reluctant to send any funds to the North Vietnamese because of the carnage waged against their own people after the war and due to reports of torture by the returning U.S. POW MIAs. The final death knell for the payment of reparations to North Vietnam occurred a week later when the Armed Services Chairman F. Edward Ebert served notice he would introduce a proposal to prohibit any U.S. aid for Hanoi. The Louisiana Democrat also said his justification for President Nixon's request for $1.3 billion aid to Southeast Asia was either nebulous or non-existent. It was the very next day that the United States made its definitive statement that there were no more Americans alive in Southeast Asia, and that rumors did the families a disservice. The real disservice was covering up the abandonment of the United States. The original plan of Senator Helms' minority staff was to review the U.S. government's handling and evaluation of the life-citing reports of witnesses who claimed to have seen American military personnel alive in Southeast Asia. They provide tantalizing glimpses of POWs and MIAs who then vanished into the mist of a bureaucratic nightmare at the Pentagon. For Vietnam, the U.S. government has at least 1,400 such reports, including some coming as late as the 1990s. In addition, U.S. government has received thousands and thousands of secondhand reports, accounts full of vivid details such as "My brother told me saw 11 American POWs being transported in a truck at such and such a place." Amazingly, the U.S. government has not judged a single one of these thousands of reports to be credible. See, this conflicts with the official policy that all POW MIAs are dead and therefore must not be credible. Someone needs to tell these bureaucrats that theories must conform to facts, and if there is a disagreement, then facts prevail and the theory must change. It is contrary to sense that all 1,400 reports are false, especially in the light of such obvious contradictions as the actual return of the unfortunate private Robert Garwood in 1979. POWs who do not escape are charged with collaboration. Garwood was a battle casualty taken into custody by the North Vietnamese under fire. We're going to talk about his court-martial right after this break.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us who will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet.
feet. Whether or not you're off-grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24-volt refrigeration. At Stoves More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Oak Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in the area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 9 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
After Bobby Garwood was taken under fire into the prison camps of the Vietnamese and finally released in 1979, he had a court-martial as a collaborator and deserter, and it solved two problems for the U.S. shadow government. One, he was defined as an expatriate and therefore not a prisoner, though he lived in prison camps. Secondly, two-thirds of the live sightings were dismissed as Garwood. And the policies, there was no credible evidence of living prisoners, made it necessary to assume that other U.S. prisoners in those prisons could not and did not exist. Garwood was convicted of one count of simple assault on a fellow POW, one count of aid to the enemy by acting as translator, interpreter, and interrogator, one count of wearing black pajamas, the enemy uniform, and one count of transporting an AK-47 unloaded during a patrol. Whether these convictions added up to a meaningful collaboration with the enemy or not, it was never proven that he was a voluntary deserter. The U.S. government has collaborated with the communists more than he ever did, and it seems more like he was deserted than a deserter. On February 12th of 1991, the director of the Department of Defense's Special Office, POW-MIA Affairs, Colonel Millard A. Peck, resigned disgust and contempt for the government's policy of cover-up. Observers described Colonel Peck as a man who had accepted the position with high motives and a sense of deep dedication. Yet his letter of resignation shows that he felt he could no longer fulfill the demands of duty, honor, and integrity under the policies which he was asked to implement. In his resignation, Colonel Peck confirms that a cover-up has been in progress. He speaks of a mindset to debunk. That is to discredit witnesses rather than ascertain the truth of their statement. He says that there's no effort to pursue live sightings. He states that any soldier left in Vietnam, even inadvertently, was in fact abandoned years ago. He also criticizes the U.S. government's treatment of the families and friends of the POWs and MIAs. Now, these statements should be evaluated in light of Colonel Peck's long career of faithful service in the U.S. Army. And this includes 3 combat tours in Vietnam, for which he was awarded numerous medals for gallantry, including the nation's 2nd highest award, the Distinguished Service Cross. These are serious charges forth by a man who knows their seriousness. Moreover, he is one of the few who have the intimate knowledge of the way that the U.S. government's POW-MIA policy actually operates. Considering soldiers, civilians from World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam Wars, men and women from such countries as America, France, Britain, Japan, Belgium, etc., the communists literally have held billions as slaves and consistently lie about it. Probably all from World War I have died after a miserable life of slavery. Probably most from World War II have fallen to an identical fate. And if it's up to the U.S. government or the bankers who pull the strings, the same will happen to those left behind in Korea and Vietnam, as well as the wars in Cambodia and Laos. At this point, the only hope for these people is that Rambo may make a solitary charge in the face of the communists and single-handedly rescue those deserted souls abandoned by the very government they fought so valiantly to preserve. On a separate occasion, Senator Jesse Helms, Republican from North Carolina, tried to warn Americans about establishment insiders who are bringing this one-world design with a convergence of Soviet and American system as a centerpiece. The influence of establishment insiders over our foreign policy has become a fact of life in our time. It is an influence which, if unchecked, could ultimately subvert our constitutional order. In 1987, Senator Helms gave a speech in which he identified the organizations through which these insiders operate. A careful examination of what is happening behind the scenes reveals that all of these interests are working in concert with masters of the Kremlin in order to create what some refer to as a new world order. Private organizations such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Trilateral Commission, the Dartmouth Council, the Aspen Institute for Humanistic Studies, the Atlantic Institute, and the Bilderberger Group serve to disseminate and to coordinate the plans for this so-called New World Order of business, financial, academic, all official circles. We're going to be right back. Please stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how'd you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is trusted dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect product to complete your preparations. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It really is a shame that the news media have ignored Senator Helms' report and remark, and Colonel Peck's angry revelation embodied in his resignation. I think it's time to cancel subscriptions and boycott the sponsors of network news because they deliver propaganda and not news. I want to read to you the words of Smedley D. Butler. He was born in 1881, died in 1940. He was a major general, U.S. Marine Corps, and I believe he was the only double recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor. And he summarizes the situation precisely. The normal profits of a business concern in the United States are 6, 8, 10, and perhaps 12%, but wartime profits, oh, that's another matter. 20, 60, 100%, 300%, even 1,800%. The sky's the limit. Oh, of course, it isn't put that crudely in time of war. It's dressed speeches about patriotism, love of country, and we must all put our shoulders to the wheel, but the profits jump and leap and skyrocket and are carefully pocketed. In a world war, that's World War One, a handful garnered the profits of the conflict. At least 21,000 new millionaires and billionaires were made in the United States during the World War. How many of these war millionaires shouldered a rifle, dug a trench, knew what it meant to go hungry in a rat-infested dugout, spent sleepless, frightened nights ducking shells and shrapnel and machine gun bullets, parried a bayonet thrust or of an enemy, or were wounded or killed in battle? You know, the general public shoulders the bill for wars. The bill renders a horrible accounting. Newly placed gravestones, mangled bodies, shattered minds, broken hearts and homes, economic instability, depression, and all attendant misery. Back-breaking taxations for generations and generations. Those who are looking ahead to war are not the people, not those who fight and pay and die. War pays high dividends, but what does war with the men who were killed? What does it profit their mothers and sisters, their wives and their sweethearts? What does it profit their children? Yes. And what does it profit the nation? We use propaganda to make the boys accept conscription. They were made to feel ashamed if they didn't join the army. So vicious was the war propaganda that even God was brought into it. With few exceptions, our clergymen joined in the clamor to kill, kill, kill. War is a racket fought by the common man for the benefit of the rich. If it had been anyone but the courageous winner of two Congressional Medals of Honor for his valor, the media would tar and feather the spokesman for cowardice, for criticizing the military-industrial complex. A hero like Smedley D. Butler is not so easy to vilify, and his accusations stand, but not covered in the media. Those who do turn from the battlefront are not always treated respectfully. The wounded received shameful treatment at the VA hospitals. Government wants to take over all medical care for everyone and probably will do so under President Hillary Clinton. The young men who were exposed to Agent Orange in Southeast Asia suffered greatly for it. When they got sick, their superiors accused them of malingering, trying to get out of work, and ordered them back into battle. And after their tour of duty was over, these same men were accused of fabricating their own diseases so government would not have responsibility. It was not until the death toll soared and an avalanche of lawsuits swamped the courts that the truth was reluctantly recognized. The soldiers from Iraq are subjected to the same treatment. Newspapers and television are unwilling to cover the scourge of illness that comes from handling of DU, that depleted uranium. Unfortunately, the DU is not really depleted, and we should expect that something with a half-life of 4 billion years is not going to be depleted after a century of use. The official denial of harm is thin and illogical. The Patriot Underground became aware of the problem when one of the soldiers was hit with friendly fire. His sickness was denied by superiors, and when one of his pieces of shrapnel worked its way out of his back, he had it analyzed. He sent it to his father, who worked in Los Alamos Laboratories, and his father subjected this DU to a Geiger counter and found the subject's pegged there. As that is, it registered to be extremely hot. The official and his media. Officialdom and its media have not recognized the danger, even though returning soldiers are sick and having deformed babies. Like Desert Storm Syndrome and Agent Orange, denial abounds. Because the plan is to reduce the human population on Earth. This is accomplished through war, disease, medicine, abortion, and poison in the food and water. I want to remind you, as I do each week, that freedom isn't free. And if you're not doing all you can, not what the stakes are. The stakes are our children. Are they going to live free, or are they going to be slaves of an all-powerful superstate that has the right to say what's good for them? See, that's the difference between socialism, government tells you what's good for you, and a constitutionally limited republic, you can do what you want, so long as you do not encroach upon someone else. So do what you can to support freedom. I would suggest that you support Republic Broadcasting Organization, because freedom isn't free. Make a checkout to CSIN. It's like an acronym for Christian Soldiers Informing Neighbors. CSIN. And send it to the Republic Broadcasting Organization at 1015 South May. That's Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas. Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. I would like to program up to input from the listening audience. The number you can call is 1-800-313-9443 if you wish to be part of this conversation. And I would ask that you don't waste any time praising me or condemning me or bragging about your contribution to the Patriot Movement. Let's use whatever time we've got to go after the New World Order people. That's 1-800-313-9443. After the show, you'll be able to call me if you like, and let me give you my contact point. My name is Jack Otto, O-T-T-O. You can reach me at Post Office Box 256 in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. That's Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127. My home phone number, and again, I would ask you not to call until the show's over. My home phone number is area code 313-582-2481. We see that our boys were abandoned by our own government, so they put their lives on the lines for the country. And they were abandoned to the Soviet Union, and you have to note that that Soviet Union was exactly the people that run us now. The Yiddish-speaking false Jews from Khazaria who have literally run their tentacles through front organizations into the control and containment of just about everything. We find that through their organizations like AIPAC, the American Israeli Political Action Committee, life here in America is effectuated in the direction they want to go. A friend of mine out in Arizona, Mike, sent me some papers recently from the Forward, which is a Jewish newspaper, paper of the Jews, for the Jews, and by the Jews. And in that Forward, they indicated that the mainstay of the AIPAC, American Israeli Political Action Committee, funds are going to Hillary. Say, the fix is in. Hillary is going to be our president, unfortunately. She will preside over much of the destruction of America. We're going to see during her reign that the purchasing power of the dollar is going to diminish greatly, and it's going to take a lot of dollars to buy your essentials. Luxuries are about to fall by the wayside. And you can mark my words that when she's in, she's going to work on that program that she tried to get when her husband was president, and she was just the draggedy behind the scenes. And that program is that we're all going to have national health cards. And they're not really interested in making sure that everybody is healthy. If they did, they would curb that Food and Drug Administration that brings out such dangerous medicines with so many side effects and allow some of the natural things to be utilized, even though they're a lot cheaper. But the real reason is not because they want us to be healthy, but because they want us to be controlled. And they want us to have that national ID card so that we may be tracked. We're not supposed to be folded, spindled, or mutilated, but that's exactly what's coming up here. Jesus. Now, it was Henry Kissinger that said, if you wish to control a nation, control the energy. But if you want to control the people, control the food. And we can see in biblical admonition that we are at the time of the end. And as time goes on, there's going to be a shortage of wheat, barley, and oil. And you can put some of that away now. If you put wheat in a plastic container with diatomaceous earth, make sure it's good and dry wheat, the shelf life is going to be long. Just keep that plastic out of the sun. If you make yourself some jerky and pack in plastic buckets with salt, shelf life is almost forever. Because just as those POWs suffered greatly in their camps, their prison camps, you're going to find out that when push comes to shove here and the emergencies are declared and you go to the shelter, mistake, because those shelters are prison camps. We have had a lot of military bases and a lot of underground structures made throughout the country by FEMA just for that purpose. They may not have been prepared very well for the Katrina or Hugo hurricane, but they have and prepared for the prison camp. We've got a call from Colorado. Go ahead. What's your name?
I see the problem a lot now is that a lot of these people that, you know, a lot of them sort of trying to be on our side, but they're anarchists or they're secularists. And what's happened to our society, I see, like in Hollywood, we've got serfs, you know, in the roles of our movie stars, you know, our icons, are you know, they're living like communist serfs, you know, that, but it's really, you know, it's not that we're poor people, you know, we just have to understand that we're not poor people. There's been this thing that the Ashkenazis have done to us, and we need to do that. It's a message I try to tell people, even in the alternative media, because some of these people are buying into it, just like the Jacobins kind of like put the people in the French Revolution against their, you know, the culture. So I don't know, Jack. Sometimes I feel a little bit like I'm being tested, you know, our faith's being tested right now.
Well, this is the big test of your faith. You're going to find that the pressure is really going to come on here, and you're going to find out whether or not you're going to take Mark. Now, that Mark of the Beast comes from the Greek word chiragma, which means an incision to show proof of ownership. And I believe that incision is where they're going to put a computer, tiny computer, smaller than a hair in diameter, right into the back of your hand or into your forehead so that they can monitor you and have complete dossier on you and update it right on the spot. And you'll find that each and every official has the alternative of changing what's in your dossier. And one of these public servants who have usurped authority become a master. A really carried away. We've got a break coming up here. Do you want to stay with me, Rita?
All right.
Hold on. We'll be right back, folks. Specifically right.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreational types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30 mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back to Radically Right. This is winding up our program, and Rita, we're going to give you the last shot. You got the last say.
All right. I think, well, we need to make a pitch for all the people in that we see on television, in the movies. Tell them to stop aiming for the kibbutz. You know, you people have made it. Now live the right life. You know, live the American dream and show us what it's supposed to be. So we, you know, you can help us out from this. You know, and I know the dark side of that, Jack. I have been subject to that. And at one time, I was put in this cell called a dungeon where they turned the air off, and the only way I could get out was to put my nose under a door for a week. I thought I wouldn't come out. And I've been arrested and put in jails, you know, many dozens of times in Europe and all these kind of places. And I hate it. I get really, really upset in those little places. But I knew there was something that I had to tell people. There's really a real bad evil. We have to get over it. We have to get past it. And we have to tell our leaders and the people we look up to that we've got to get back to understanding what it is to live a good life. Not, you know, I don't say everybody's got to be a Christian, but, you know, stop aiming for the kibbutz. Okay?
That would sure help.
Yeah.
And I think to some extent they don't have much choice in this. We find that a whole lot of these entertainers have been through the MK Ultra mind control program. And they would not be allowed up there if they were not in control.
Yeah.
Or under control.
I know they're scared of somebody like me. You know, they won't let somebody talk to me. I mean, I've seen them. They followed me around, a whole lot of these entertainers, when I was in The Hague. And, you know, and they come up to me, this guy that was the, played the angel in that Canaanite Christmas movie that was the doctor on Star Trek IX and all these people. But it's like, you know, there's a gap. We've got to get through to them. You know, we've got to really, really, really make them understand. And you can break down that thing. You can break down mind control if we, you know, we sit with somebody and talk to them, and they trust you and they understand, you know, what the problem is. We can break through that thing, Jack.
Well, it can be broken through by use of an application of hypnosis. That's how it was done to them. That's what can be used to undo it to them.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they have been under a great deal of programming for a long time, starting at a very early age. Now, they take those young children into that program and literally start torturing them 18 months.
But if we work it back all the way to the kernel of faith, you know, everything starts with that, and we have to get them so they're not reactive, you know. Get them out of the reactive mind to that faith mind where everything comes from love, from Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who saved us all.
But they have been under the control of sinister souls who have used very harsh techniques on it. And without our intervention, it's not likely that they're going to make that turnaround on their own. Well, this concludes the week's program. Thank you very much for calling in, Rita. Thank you both for listening. Again, freedom isn't free. Do what you can to support your Republic Broadcasting organization. God bless you, folks. Good night. May Yahweh lift over you and watch over you and yours.
It's true.